have come here today to put our faith, hope, trust, confidence in you. And we know we'll never be put to shame. Father, breathe upon your word tonight. Let not one person leave you the same. As individuals, we trust that we will not be put to shame. As families, we trust we will not be put to shame. As a nation, we trust we will not be put to shame. As a church, the body of Christ, we trust we will not believe you in vain. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Welcome everyone here this night in Jesus' precious name. You are excited and happy to be here. Say a loud amen. We're going to be looking at a very special subject tonight. That is expediting. Hallelujah. Expediting or amplifying answered prayer. Expediting answered prayer. Our objective is to understand the factors that facilitate answered prayer. Psalm 100, verse 1. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. In the physical, there are things called catalysts that speed up the process of chemical reactions in the laboratory. In electrical, there are also amplifiers that you use to amplify the effect of sound. For example, I'm speaking now, my voice has been amplified by the use of this microphone. If I take this off, hallelujah, you can't hear what I'm saying just because I removed this amplification. All truths are parallel. In the realm of the spirit, there are things that can amplify the impact of your prayer. Just what you just saw now, that can make prayer to become more impactful. That can make your voice in the spirit stronger, louder, and make your answer quicker, faster. We're going to be looking at those factors from today till Sunday. And I want you to take them very, very seriously. It's one thing to pray. But it's another thing to pray with these prayer catalysts, prayer amplifiers, prayer boosters. And so we're looking at the catalyst or the amplifiers of prayer now, the factors that expedite answer prayer. Number one is praying with gratitude. Praying with gratitude. Praying with expectation. Sorry. With appreciation. Praying with gratitude, praying with appreciation is a great amplification of prayer effect. Praying with appreciation is a great amplification of prayer effect, prayer result, prayer outcome. We are talking about approaching God, and before you started asking for anything, you first of all began with thanking. Your asking becomes preceded with your thanking. Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Approach me with thanks first. If you want me to take you serious and into his cause with praise. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests. Let your request be made known to God. Let your request be made known to God. I believe it was a Message Bible that says, let thanksgiving shape your worries into prayer. That is, you rub it, you sandwich it. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Someone say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Take the note of the following. One, appreciation for what God has done before is qualification for what he is yet to do. Appreciation for what God has done before is qualification for what he is yet to do. Whatever God has done before, when you appreciate him for them, you qualify yourself for what he is yet to do. The meaning of that is murmuring, complaining, or ingratitude equals disqualification in the presence and in the sight of God. Actually, lack of appreciation can lead to destruction. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10, it said, neither murmur ye like they murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Neither murmur ye like they murmured. The absence of appreciation is invitation for destruction. Neither murmur ye like they murmured, and were destroyed. Appreciation for what God has done before is qualification for what he is yet to do. To appreciate what he has done before is to precipitate what he is yet to do. You appreciate and you precipitate. Hallelujah. If I stopped here, I've already preached. Here is the diagnosis for why most people don't receive anything from God. The other day, my wife and I, we were driving through these premises, and then one of the evenings we saw how lighted the whole of this place was, and all of that, and then the road and everything, and how sweatlessly God did everything. And we came out of the car and lay flat on the bare floor, lay flat. That's on the bare ground, flat on the face. It wasn't premeditated. That's flat on the ground. There was no rug on the ground. That's flat on the road there. Right in the car park there. One of the young men was capturing it by himself on his own capturing. When God sees things like this, you don't need to beg him to do things. When one person is healed of a headache, the way we celebrate here. I remember when a crusade some years ago, in a crusade somewhere in a part of the country. And after the testimony, after they present the testimony, we will dance. One of the men there told me, are you not wasting too much time on, there are so many testimonies. Go straight and take the testimony instead of stopping and dancing. he functions also in the realm of the miraculous and crusades and so on. He felt it was a waste of time. That waste of time brought us here. That waste of time causes us to go from crusade to crusade without taking one dime of offering. And yet millions are spent. Am I communicating at all? And then it's just going and things are happening at an alarming rate. The music concert we are holding this Friday, some music ministers are coming with 4-5 of their team, some more. Because some want to come with their drummer, come with their instrumentalist and so on. Because for most of them, it is not possible to minister without their whole setting. They were telling me about the airfare of the people. You know how cheap the airfare is now. Airfare in 70s. Only airfare yet. Not accommodation yet. No sweat, no cry, no tears. We are the one who invited them. And we are coming to do warfare in the night. And praise until the devil checks back to hell. Appreciation. Appreciation. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo says, appreciation is application for more. When you appreciate God, you are applying for more. Appreciation is application for more. Very important. Very important. Secondly, appreciation for what he has done before is faith release for what he is yet to do. Appreciation for what God has done before is faith release for what he is yet to do. That is, Lord, I believe that you did it before, you can do it again. I trust you. It's faith release for what is yet to do. So appreciation is a conviction. It's faith release for what is yet to do. And every time God sees faith, he moves into operation. When you are thanking God, you are saying, it is not my hand that did this. My wisdom didn't do this. My expertise did not do this. Nothing about me did this but you. Someone say amen. Psalm 106 verse 12. He said, they believed his words and they sang his praise. So it is those who believe that give thanks. It is those who believe that give praise. Those who doubt, don't praise. They can't thank. They are not joyful. Because in their eyes or in their mind, it looks like the devil has won. Hallelujah. Do we have any example of people who praised and their praise or gave thanks and their thanks produced result? Example number one, King Solomon began with appreciation for the dedication of the temple of Solomon, of the temple. He began with appreciation. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 12 to 14. 2 Chronicles 6, 12 to 14. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. That was Solomon. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high. And he had set it in the midst of the court and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Next verse, 15. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy... Thou which has kept with thy servant David my father, that which thou hast promised him and spakest with thy mouth, has fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. Lord, I want to thank you. you, what kind of building is this? How did we manage to get this done? He was giving praise to God and appreciating. And what happened in chapter 7 verse 1 of 2 Chronicles? After he finished thanking, fire fell. Now when he finished thanking and then finished praising. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Appreciation will effortlessly cause you to secure divine attention. Divine attention, divine intervention. Appreciation. The fire fell. Effortlessly. They were meant to set the offerings on fire and burn them by themselves, but the fire from heaven came down. If you need to see fire from heaven, let appreciation become the initiation of your supplication. Let appreciation precede your praying. That was what Solomon did. And then you look at the life. Example number two, our master Jesus. He always gave thanks before he made requests. When he was to multiply 5 loaves and 2 fishes, John chapter 6 verse 11 to 12, John chapter 6 and in verse 11 all the way to verse 12, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the loaves just began to multiply by the giving of thanks. At the tomb of Lazarus in John chapter 11 verse 41 all the way to verse 44, at the tomb of Lazarus, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people we stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast heard me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave cloths, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. He preceded, his prayers were preceded with appreciation, with thanksgiving, and they never failed to produce results. Now take note again of two more things. Number one, what God has done before is the seed for what he will do again. What he has done before is the seed for what he will do again. That is, you use what he has done before in your life or in the life of anybody else and sow it as a seed in appreciation. You sow it as a seed in appreciation. Then you get set for the harvest. That was what David did. God who delivered me from the lion and the bear. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34 to 37. He would deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. What God has done for you before is the seed for what he will do for you again. If God has delivered you from death before, who says he cannot deliver you from death again? If God has delivered you from sickness before, who says he can't deliver you from sickness again? If God has delivered you from affliction before, who says he cannot deliver you from affliction again? If he has done it before, he can do it again. We know what he will do next once we know what he did before. Am I communicating? And appreciation is the avenue with which we sow that seed. Take note of the second point. If you cannot see what God has done, you will never see what God will do. If you cannot see what God has done, you will not see what he will do. If you are too blind as to notice what he already did, nothing will cure that blindness that will make you to see what he will do. Do you hear what I just said? If you cannot see what God has done, you are not qualified to see what God will do. If he has done it before, and you can see that he has done it before, your eyes will be fully opened to see that he will do it again. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody shout the loudest, believers, amen. Shout the loudest, amen.
Lift your right hand and say, he has done it before. He will do it again in my life. And I appreciate you, Lord, because you have done it before. And I know you will do it again. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us draw strength from what God has done before. It doesn't matter how little it is. Appreciate God for those little things. And he will show you that you will do mega things. Somebody say amen. I remember how I, at a point in my life, went through the university looking literally unto none but God. God positioned one or two people around me, but I looked absolutely unto nobody but God. I've told the story sometime before. That was the seed that was sown in my life to look up to today, to look up to not a mortal man in ministry or for anything, because God passed me through a training where you looked up to him and him alone brutally. Am I communicating? When I went to the university, I did not go to look at the notice board for any exam to find out whether I passed or failed. Failure was not an option. No, failure, failed anatomy, failed physiology, biochemistry. It wasn't an option. But whatever. It couldn't be. It didn't cross the mind. So today I don't do things with failure in mind. Somebody asked me, he said, when you were stepping into ministry, what was your plan in case it failed? I said there was no plan. Because failure was not an option. One young man who was like a boy in the university in those days came in here this morning. I don't know if he's here this in this service. And he was talking to the receptionist at the reception. He said, whatever you people are seeing today, it didn't start today. He was just charging them up before I walked in. And he shouted and ran at me, whatever you people are seeing today, it didn't start today. He said, the way he's talking now is the way he has been talking. He said, at that time, the pursuit caught us into the bush with bare hands. In the middle of the night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., with people carrying guns shooting AK-47. And what you are shooting was tongues. And they are receding into the bush. At least, is there any of those people that the young man talked to today? He said he didn't start today. And you leverage on how God brought you and what he has done with you and for you before. You appreciate him and you don't forget it. And you continue to go. Somebody say aloud, amen. I see something happening to somebody here today. I see a change of story happening to somebody here. Is there at least anything you want to thank God for? Would you lift your hands and just thank him? Hallelujah. Makasha koko bagada galaga 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 galaga. Reko sheko pakata kalaka galaga. Jakoko pakata kalaka fete keko sokola laba. Zarata shatola baba. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you, Adonai. We worship you. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored and be adored. Be worshipped in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Praying with gratitude. Praying with appreciation. Number two is praying with vision. I had three things in mind to teach tonight, and my time is already gone. Praying with vision. What are we talking about? This is praying with the outcome of the prayer in mind. Praying from the position of seeing how the answer looks like when it happens. In Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, the Bible said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask and all we can imagine. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before they call, how will you answer when they have not called? What they are trying to call you about is in their mind. The picture is clear. It is praying from the position where the answer is not strange to you. It is praying from the position where you know how what you are looking for look like. Pray with vision. Sometimes when some people come to me and they say they are trusting God for a life partner, husband or wife, I say, can you write for me on the piece of paper the characteristics of the person you want to marry? Write it on paper. Can you describe? Because right in the depth of you, there should be an understanding of the kind of person you will live with the rest of your life. There should be deep, call it unto the deep. There should be an understanding. And that is done deliberately. Because what you cannot describe, you can never discover. I mean, how can you discover it if you don't know how it looks like? There are many people around, so how will you know who is who? Everybody is wearing suit. So you cannot tell. This is what it means by praying with vision. Praying with vision. And there are two things that this does for you. One, praying with vision is praying by faith. Because faith sees the invisible. It's praying by faith. Hebrews 11:27 talks about Moses enduring as seeing the invisible by faith. Praying with vision is praying by faith because faith sees the invisible. And when God sees faith, he moves. God moves into action wherever faith is sighted. Hallelujah. You are seeing what is yet to be. You are seeing how your company looks like, how your organization looks like. You are seeing how your marriage, your family, your children look like. You are seeing how the ministry, far before we stepped into ministry, I said that this ministry, to those who were in fellowship with us, I said to them, I said, this ministry will be a birthing place, a revival ground. Where people will come from all over the world to catch fire and take it to their nations. I say it will be a fire exportation ground. One of the young men was reminding me the other day. And he said, do you remember you used to say these things in the early 90s? Little meetings, living room meetings, little solemn assembly meetings, you said these things. He said, now we are seeing 40 countries at once. It is praying by faith. When God sees faith, he moves. Number two, praying with vision
is praying unto manifestation. Because what man sees determines what God gives. Praying with vision is praying into manifestation. Because what man sees determines what God gives. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 verse 15. He said, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever."
Somebody say amen. He's praying unto manifestation. Because what man sees determines what God gives. Someone say aloud amen.
This shop is an empty shop. Nobody attends the shop. No. Anoint that shop, and every time you begin to pray for the shop, begin to see the people lining up in your shop, and begin to make others that you have to look, you have to meet from other shops. Am I communicating? I told you the story before of what Paul Yonggi Cho did to a woman who came and said, "Daughter is a bad girl, is following men from one hotel to another, just a useless girl." And the man of God says, "Sharad, why are you talking about your daughter like that? Do you want her to die that way?" He said, "No." He said, "All right. What kind of picture of your daughter do you see?" He said, "I see a good girl, morally upright girl, spiritual, interested in the things of God, married to a pastor." This you see, "All right, that is what you should write them down. Begin to see these things and begin to say them."
One day this girl was in the hotel with a man, 2 a.m. She couldn't do what she normally does with the men. She stepped out of that hotel in the middle of the night, knocked at the door of her mother's house and said, "Mama, I am sorry. What happened?" He said, "I'm just coming from the hotel. But for one reason or the other, conviction." She gave her life to Christ, rededicated herself, became serious with God, suddenly found a man to marry. And what was the man? A pastor. See, a young man joined the gang and became an armed robber. Robber, that is. The boy told me the story one day. He said, one day they went to rob in a part of the north. I think it was Kano, he said. He said that by the time they were in the operation, before he knew it, security, police, everybody came. He said, I think there were about 7 of them. He said there was a big wall. How he jumped and found himself on the other side of the wall, he didn't know. But the 6 people were gunned down. Only he survived. You know why? See, all the time the mother saw him, he said, "Don't waste your time. You can't be a bad boy. You are a pastor. You see, I'm robber, you call him pastor." He said, you can't be a bad boy." My mother used to tell us when we were children, say, "Don't waste your time, you can't spoil." You can't spoil. This mother told the boy, and the boy was the only one spared from the robbery. At the end of the day, he became a pastor. Am I communicating? What man sees determines what God gives. God is about to deliver something in your hand. Every negative picture you have of your life, and you have of your family, you have of your destiny, you have of your future, you have of your career, that negative picture is canceled right now. If you are seeing it, saying amen, say louder amen.
I was talking with someone the other day. She said she didn't like to see herself in the mirror. Looks awful.
To such a point where somebody says you are looking fine, he takes it as an insult. The devil painted a very ugly picture of a decent looking person. First of all, the demon was dealt with. And I say, write on a piece of paper, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am decent. I am adorable. I am likable. Under few days. See, I couldn't believe what I saw on the mirror. For the first time I saw me. Which means the devil has planted the demonic face. Nobody can buy you from higher than how you offer your life. We are like grasshoppers in our own sight. So were we in their sight. The devil can never look at you better than you look at yourself. Somebody say aloud, amen. Do we have any example in scripture of people whose outcome became good because of the vision they had? Example number one, Job. Job saw his change ahead. In Job chapter 14 verse 14, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change come. He saw it. And he placed continuous demand for change. And change came. Job chapter 42 verse 10. And God turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then you move to verse 12. And then you see, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. That was Job. Everything changed because Job saw change coming. How many of you see your change coming? I want to join you to see your change coming. And I agree with you that that change is coming in this season. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is negative and is not correct is deleted out of your life right now. I see change coming. Receive it now. Change for your children. Change for your loved ones. Change for your wife. Change for your husband. I see that change coming now. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say louder, amen. That was Job. And then David. Example number two, David saw himself taking off the head of Goliath, even when there was no sword in his hand. And he eventually did it. He saw the outcome of the battle, even before the battle commenced. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, David said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. I will take off your head. I will smite you and take off your head. Verse 49, he did it. In verse 49, and David put his hand in his bag, took thence a stone, slung it, smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. So what did he use? Verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head with a man's sword. What the eye sees, the hand will soon handle. Sila. What your eyes see, your eyes in the spirit, your hands in the physical, soon handles. If the devil can't stop you from seeing it, he won't stop you from touching it. Hey! If that is
is not your word, it is my word. If the devil can't stop you from seeing it, he won't be able to stop you from touching it. If he can't stop you from seeing that anointing, that mantle, that realm of supernatural supply, if he can't stop you from seeing your healing, if he can't stop you from seeing your miracle, the devil won't be able to stop you from touching it. I see a delivered Nigeria, a new Nigeria, a liberated Nigeria. I see Nigeria where things will work. And because we see it, we shall touch it. Shout the loudest. Amen. What your eye sees in the realm of the spirit, your hand will soon handle. If the devil can't stop you from seeing it, he can't stop you from touching it. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It is real. That was what happened. So take note of these two things. And then we shall see how fast we go. Number one, praying with vision is functioning in the future before it arrives. Praying with vision is functioning in the future. That is, you are practically accelerating the future. Functioning in the future, because the vision is for an appointed time that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 2. Vision makes runners. People run when they can see where they are going. They run. You don't walk. You don't crawl. You run. Praying with vision is functioning in the future even before that future arrives. And second note is, what you see coming determines what comes. What you see coming determines what comes. What you see happening determines what happens. What seest thou? I see the rod of an almond tree. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. And you have seen well, and because you have seen well, I will hasten my word to perform it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout the loudest hallelujah. Praying with vision is praying into the future. Hallelujah. Can we take one more? So we are talking about praying with appreciation, praying with gratitude as one of the factors that expedite, amplify, or catalyze prayer. And then we looked at praying with vision, that is praying with the outcome in mind. The time seems far gone. We'll be able to accommodate one. One more. I think I should hide this one until Sunday. Don't worry, we have so many more. Many more. Many more to do. Alright, give me 10 minutes. Let's deal with that one very quickly. Number 3 is praying with intercession. Praying with intercession. That is sowing the seed of prayer into the lives of others. It is key to getting answers in our own lives. Praying with intercession. It's key to getting answers in our own lives. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12, he said, therefore, what things soever you will that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. What things soever you wish that men do to you, do so to them. Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 7. Talking about seed. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
What is this talking about? If you say somebody should smile, no devil is devilish enough to keep the tears on your eyes. So take note of two things. One, life functions by the seed principle. Life functions by the seed principle. Life is literally is run by seed. What we reap is determined by what we sow. What we reap is determined by what we sow. As God helps me, I pray consistently. And as I'm talking now, I'm going to intensify it for people ahead of me. Papo Yedeko, Daddy Gio, Pastor Kumuyi, people that I know, ministry. I pray with all my heart. There are those who are angry at where those people are. I've seen some pastors say, what do they want to achieve again? They have already defeated everybody. That's a pastor talking. He has a competition mentality. I say, Father, may they not sleep until they finish everything you brought them into this world for. Every single deposit in Bishop Uyedeko's life, may it be downloaded. Everything you have in mind for Pastor E.A. Adeboye, may one day not be less. May he fulfill all you called him to do. Every church they must plant, may they plant it. Every outreach, every crusade, anything they are meant to do in this life, may they get it done. Oh. Can I say that he should fulfill his life assignment? And the devil say, I don't fulfill mine. They have not born that witch. They have not born that devil. Hate me, you are wasting your hatred. Envy me, you are wasting your emotion. Jealous me, you are wasting your jealousy. Say, somebody jealous me. Somebody jealous. Do you remember that local song? Are you following what I'm saying? It's a life. It's just life is so easy. Nobody's achievement is stopping your own. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Nobody's success is a reason for another person's failure. There are many birds in the sky. All of them are flying. And none of them are colliding. When was the last time you heard that two birds collided in the air? There are billions of stars in the sky. All of them are shining. There is no star shining that dim the shining of another one. There are many elephants in the forest. They don't run into each other. It's just your Yeshua's mentality. I pray with all my heart. Succeed. Be successful. Deploy your potential. Bring out everything God put inside you. I am indirectly praying for myself. You know, mentality is the mother of reality. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way people think determines the way they live. Somebody say a loud amen. Very, very important. Pray for your brother in church, your sister. That is why when you are trying to stop people, you are stopping yourself. There's no need for quarreling with anybody in church, including quarreling over seat position. What is seat compared to where you are going? I don't care where I sit. All I I'm looking for is what sits inside me. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest believers amen. Take your seat. So life runs by the seed principle. Number two, what you make happen for others determines what God makes happen for you. This is a direct word from Mike Murdock. What you make happen for others determines what God makes happen for you. You see how Joseph interpreted the dreams of others, and God interpreted his dream. Genesis 41, verse 13. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. And then Pharaoh sent for Joseph. Joseph was busy interpreting the dreams for people, and God decided to interpret the dream for Joseph. What you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, but you forgot yourself for a while. And you focus on someone else, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. You are a pastor in ministry, and you took somebody, another pastor, as a project of prayer. Even if it is for a season. You are not yet married, but there is someone who is more married than you. Hello. You are not married at 26. This one is not married at 46. That's more married. All right. Lord, that sister there. Oh. I heard a woman pray in a meeting. He said, Lord, even if you don't heal me today, all these people in serious pain, heal them first. That was a prayer of a sick person in a crusade setting. Forget about me. Their pain is worse than mine. God healed her and healed everybody. Forget about me first. Touch this one that is just like this. How many examples I'm going to share with you? Two of them. One, Hannah. When you look at the prayer of Hannah critically, she wasn't praying for a child for herself. She was praying for a child for the house of God. Because she knew the temple needed a priest. The sons of Eli were useless children. And the temple needed a priest. And he was praying to meet the need of God, the need of the house. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. If you will give me a son, I'm not going to keep that son. I'm not even looking for a son for myself now. I will dash him to you all the days of his life. Because I know that the house of God needs a prophet right now. And God said, if you are going to do that, I'll give you the son. And said, God, take the son. And once that happened, God began to give her her own children. Because Samuel belonged to the temple. Two, Job. We read it already. Job 42 and in verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And I'd like you to know the friends that Job prayed for. These were the friends that Job called physicians of no value. That is, useless doctors. He called them miserable counselors. You can locate for me those scriptures. Miserable, that is, those whose advice will worsen your misery. If you had problem before, when they talk to you, it multiplied. These were people accusing Job that Job was the reason for his problem. Have you seen such people before? Where they come and say, you are the reason for your problem. If you didn't do this, you wouldn't have seen that. I've heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. You know, when Job got that affliction, the people sat with Job. They came and his so-called friends came and sat with him. The Bible said, they didn't utter one word for 1 week. They just sat with him. Hmm. So they sat with him upon the ground 7 days, 7 nights, and none spake a word. Have you seen such people? At the end of the 7 days, they began to whip him. Say, I thought you say you are righteous. Have you ever seen a righteous suffer before? If you read the book of Job, Job. See, if you can't help him, at least leave him. He said, Job, we know we have been suspecting. Nobody can be successful suddenly like this. It's your iniquity. It's your iniquity. Don't lie. It's your iniquity. Own up. Confess. Even confess what you haven't done. At the end, God said, all you demon, all you people, none of you have talked right like my servant Job. Go now, let him pray for you. Otherwise, I will deal with you. That was the people that went to Job, that Job was still praying for. How many times have you prayed for your friends, Belente enemies? People who hate you, people who want you dead, people who accuse you, confront you, antagonize you, resist you, accuse you. And when Job passed that test, God turned his captivity. Am I communicating? And it was so that after the Lord had spoken this was unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the shoe height. His height was the height of his shoe, maybe. He must be the shortest man in the Bible. Bildad the shoe height. And did according to, and the Lord has commanded them, and the Lord also accepted Job. Did you see? And God turned the captivity of Job. Job didn't say, go and die, sir. God, I will disobey you in this one. These people are devils. Whoever prays for a devil. He prayed for them. And God turned the captivity of Job. Somebody's captivity is about to be turned. Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say a louder believer's amen? Can you say amen at the top of your voice? Two things. One, and we close. Life lived for self is lived for loss. Anyone who is just living, everything you pray about is just about yourself. Life lived for self is lived for loss. But life lived beyond self is lived for gain. It's lived for gain. Because at that time, your life has become a seed. And the fruit must be the outcome. When you are living for others, you are living as a seed. And wherever there is seed, there must be harvest. Someone say aloud, amen. Secondly, living for others is living for love. Is living in love. And love never fails. Living for others is living in love. And love never fails. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in verse 8. It shows to us charity never faileth. That's love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they may fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. But love never fails. Hallelujah. Include appreciation. Include vision. Include intercession in your prayer life. You will see more drastic prayer results. For the next 1, 2, or 3 days, stop asking anything for yourself, let's say. And begin to appreciate God for the things He has done already. And begin to see where you are going ahead of time. And pick up somebody or an issue and pray about them. Nigeria is begging for prayers. It's begging for what? Nigeria is begging for prayers. Pick up our country and something else. And just forget about yourself for a while. And after a while, you will look and you will have nothing to pray about. I pray for so many people. And if you ask me now, what is your prayer request? I'll be looking. Including, I'm traveling to America. What can I buy for you? I can't think. I don't know what you buy for me. Even my wife asked me, well, what can I get for you from the UK? I'm not sure. Nothing occurs to me for you to buy for me. And it's not today. 20 years ago. It's not today at all. I remember one woman in Rwandan church, I think they were under 3 years. She was going to London. What can I buy for you? Nothing. He said, you mean nothing? I said, nothing. Nothing occurred to me. This is 20-something years ago. Someone say aloud, amen. Someone say aloud, amen. I see God deleting whatever is called a concern in your life. Stand on your feet in a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Loudmost shout of victory. Did somebody receive anything today? Anybody as blessed as I am? Anybody as blessed as I am? How many of you know that any genuine pastor, whenever you are preaching, you also learn things as you are talking. The teacher knows the subject more by more teaching. That's the truth. That's the truth. Papa Yedebo told me, said, you know, when we are talking, it's not us talking, it's God talking through us. So whatever God is saying is also applicable to us. So it's not a matter of this is for the people. It is for all of we. Praise the Lord. Will you lift up your hands everywhere you are? Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate God and say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For this night.
For this night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Be glorified, Lord.
Glorified, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
open
name.
Open your mouth and appreciate God. Thank you.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the grace
to apply
the word
I have just heard.
I receive
that grace
to apply
your word
in my life
now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Grace. I receive the grace, Lord, to apply, to employ, to engage your word that I have just heard. I receive that grace in Jesus' precious name. Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 21. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Father, let your counsel for my life stand. Your counsel for the church stand. Your counsel for this church stand. Your counsel for this nation stand. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that
you will establish
your counsel
for my life,
for my family,
for my destiny,
for
the church
in Nigeria,
for this church,
for Dunamis.
Establish
your counsel
for Nigeria
in this
season.
Father,
establish
your counsel,
oh
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth
and pray.
We
ask for the establishment
of your counsel.
The establishment
of your counsel.
The establishment
of your counsel.
In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. We are going to ask that the Lord will disappoint the agenda of the enemy. Say it like this, say, Lord.
Lord.
Disappoint.
The agenda
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
In my life.
In my family.
In my destiny.
In my destiny.
In the church.
In the church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
In this church.
In this church.
Dunamis.
In our nation.
In Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
Disappoint.
The agenda.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Job chapter 5 verse 12. I'd like us to read it together. Everybody want to go. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Now pray that prayer again after me and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that
you will disappoint
the agenda
of the enemy
in my life,
in my family,
in my destiny,
in the church,
in Nigeria,
in this church,
in Dunamis,
in our nation,
Nigeria.
Disappoint
the
devices
of the enemy,
of the wicked,
of the
terrorists,
of the
bandits,
of the
kidnappers,
of the
wicked rulers
of our nation.
Disappoint
the
devices
of the
wicked.
Oh
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth and
pray.
Disappoint
the
devices
of the
wicked,
the agenda
of the
enemy
in my
life and family
and destiny,
in the church,
in
Dunamis,
in our nation,
Nigeria.
Disappoint
the agenda
of the enemy
now.
Rata sakala
la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and answered in Jesus' name. Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 37. Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 37. One to go, read. Who is he? And it cometh to pass when the Lord. Who is he that saith? The only utterance that has the right to come to pass is what God said. Question to ask yourself is, when they sent to you from the village that the devil wizard said, himself, not you, is the next person to die. The question you ask yourself is, who said it? That determines whether it can come to pass. If it is a wizard that said it, it is trashable. If it is a killer who said it, it is trashable. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? It is the equivalent of, in gathering they shall gather, but not by me. So it's not a matter of who gathered. The question is, who gathered them? So who gathered them is the same like who said it. I have never feared the threat of a man or a devil, because the question is, who said it? Somebody say they send them a threat on phone. I say reply the person in tongues. Lagadaga bagash. L-A-G-A. D-A-B-A-S-H. Prakokokojukadidas. P-R-A-K-K-O-K. You see, when they start reading it, the devil inside them, you see, nobody can be a killer without being possessed. Full of demons, for the thief cometh not, but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That scatters the brain of that devil first. Well, I told one pastor to do like that. He said, like how? So I typed it and sent to him. I said, just forward it. You know what they did? They wrote him a letter and put AK-47 bullet and sent to him. That was what they did to me. I said to him. So I said, reply them in tongues. He said, like how? So I said, I'll reply it for you. So I replied and forwarded it to me. He forwarded it to them. They called on the spot. When they got the test, they called on the spot. They said, what is the meaning of this? He told them, he said, it's incantation. He says it's an incantation from my high priest. Oh, but that was how the matter died. Died with profuse apologies. The other one, the woman, they told her, said, sorry, it wasn't your number worth. Praise the Lord. So, if they said it, who said it? Lift up your hands now and speak and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today,
today,
I decree
against every utterance
from the pit of hell, against my life,
against my family,
against my destiny,
against the church,
against the body of Christ,
against our nation,
against Nigeria,
every utterance,
every decree,
every threat
of the devil
and his agents
from the pit of hell
against our lives,
our family,
our
land.
We decree
it is cancelled
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
I decree against every utterance from the pit of hell, against my life,
against my family and destiny,
against the church, the body of Christ,
against our nation,
against Nigeria,
every utterance and every threat of the devil
from the pit of hell,
from the wicked,
against our lives and our land,
we decree they are cancelled.
They are cancelled.
The counsel of the Lord.
Thank you, Master.
In Jesus' precious name, it is done.
Can I hear louder? Amen.
It is done. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Now, how many of you are warming up for Friday? People have come from all over. People from outside the country, from within the country, from everywhere. People, all manner of people are coming. And you cannot miss your place. The way it is looking, we might start by 9. That instead of 9:30, the way it is looking. So just ensure that you are here right on time. Because we have such a lineup and we need to finish before daybreak. Right? We have so many music ministries. We have intercessory sessions in between and so on. And so just bear that in mind. We may start by 9 p.m. And if that is going to happen, we'll put it on television tomorrow so that you know. But lift up your voice. It's going to be a judgment night. While the children of God were praising, the agents of the devil were fighting themselves. We want that to happen physically.
Lift up your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will step
into the battle
in our nation
and take out
the devil
and his agents
out of Nigeria
in this night
of judgmental praise.
Oh God,
in Nigeria,
in my life,
in my family,
in the church,
in Nigeria,
arise
and let your enemies
be scattered
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Arise.
Precious name.
Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Lift your hands in celebration and praise. And let's take that for 2-3 minutes. in celebration and praise. And while that is going on, I see chains just broken from the hands of people right now. Somebody with a liver condition, God has healed you. Check yourself, hepatitis, A, B, or C, or liver cirrhosis, whatever it is, and you came here with a physical pain on that side, lower rib, the right side, the lower rib, under the lower rib, on the right hand side. You check yourself, confirm that you are healed. Ancestral curses just got broken. The spirit of wretchedness just disappeared. Poverty. Overnight tonight, God shall give many people diverse encounters. Encounters that will usher you into your breakthrough. Brother Afame Fuller said he had an encounter the next day. The money arrived for the house rent. He had another encounter the next day. Something happened again. God is going to give you drastic visitations that will turn around your situation. Drastic visitations that will turn around your situation. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. And even right now, there are people on this ground already. God has touched you, healed you, delivered you. If such happened to you, you step forward 1 minute and let us receive you. Go ahead. Going up to the high places. 3 minutes.
We're going up to the high places.
Will you celebrate?
We're going up to the high places. To tell the devil kingdom now. Let's go up.
We're going up.
A mental situation, which is majorly depression, has also been handled by the power of God. You came here with a mind under pressure. God has just handled it right now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of depression, over the garment of death and darkness. Is destroyed and set on fire. In Jesus' name, somebody's left eye also has been healed by the power of God. Shout the loudest amen. Shoulder on the right hand is also healed by the power of God. But get ready for a major breakthrough, a major breakthrough, a major financial breakthrough in this season, within this season, within this weekend. Get ready. Are you going to celebrate like something? No, that's right. That's right. It's coming so fast. Something you have been expecting, an approval you have been expecting, this weekend it has just been released. It has just been released. A document has just been released this weekend in the name of Jesus. Somebody is watching from outside the country. Your document for residence, that is what qualifies you to stay there, has just been approved. I declare you are not going to stay there illegally. If since God wants you to be there, I declare that the embargo is lifted. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and celebrate.
We're going up to the high places.
We're going up.
We're going up to the high places.
We're going up to the high places. To tell the devil's kingdom now.
Let's go up.
We're going up.
Could you believe?
I shall believe the report of the Lord.
Yeah.
Could
you believe?
I shall believe
the report.
children. This is free media worship. Something will happen on Friday night.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand and be seated. Please don't forget that we have a Friday morning session, 9 a.m. More like a minister session in the morning before the night session. So, as many as are available, ensure you are there. All music ministers are there. And everybody who is a worshiper, you are welcome. Yes.
Sir, the word was specific for hepatitis and yes. Pain under the rib, which was the condition of our sister until the word, she said, the pain took off.
Wow. Congratulations. Lift your hand. So you go check yourself tomorrow and give us the testimony. Lift your hands.
Same prophetic word for
yeah.
For the lady and for man there. Are they right?
That's right.
And that pain took off immediately after that.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. Liberty and freedom. Everything that is a deposit of hell in your body, that deposit is uprooted right now.
Sir, our sister Evelyn, her case is something very, very tremendous, sir. But the word of God dealt with it right now. She said for over 22 years, at the midnight, 12 midnight, a woman will come, pull her out and wear her black cloth, and a man will begin to molest her till morning.
Oh my God.
For 22 years.
A woman will pull her out, wear her black cloth that identifies her for the man.
For the man.
The man will molest till morning.
Till night. From that night till morning.
That devil is a
She said man. She has had 15 suitors. And they left her for no reason. But while you were ministering, and I didn't think I heard about anything about spirit husband. He said the spirit husband ran away from her, kept running.
Why will he not run?
And left her.
Why will he not run?
Left her and ran away.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. It's a happy day. Oh, happy, day. Happy, 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 happy day. Woo! Happy, 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 happy. Happy
day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Amazing testimony. This is Sister Elizabeth from Lagos. For the past 10 days, she has been bleeding profusely, non-stop. She went to the hospital in Lagos without solution. Then two of them, herself and the husband, decided to come to Abuja. She said she had to be at Glory Dome to secure her healing. Before this service, they went to the hospital. They gave her 4 pints of blood.
Oh my God.
The more they gave her the blood, the more the blood flows.
Devil of death.
I came from the
Yes. She has been like that for 3 days from the hospital she came here.
Eh?
In Lagos, I was paper white and they transfused me with 2 pints.
Before you came
and
in.
Yes, sir. And as I was coming, I told myself I'm coming to Glory Dome. The day I was at the airport on Saturday, the blood started coming out again, like a fist-like blood. Boom! Even all the
fist-like,
people,
that is yes, heavy clots.
Yes, sir.
Like a fist.
Yes, sir.
And what happened now?
As he stepped in here, the blood stopped flowing.
It
dried up.
It dried.
I have not stood up for the past 3 days. I've been on the bed. Dr. Obende is the clinic I went to here in Abuja.
It dried up just
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. I have not been able to stand up like this. If I try to stand up, I will hear like somebody boom. Wants to boom.
And the blood is coming out.
Yes, sir.
And now where is the blood now?
It died.
Who born her?
The husband is surprised. He's here.
Husband. That devil is. Somebody say, every stranger in my life. You
life.
Are living right now.
You are living right now.
Oh, you stranger.
Oh, you stranger.
On your mind.
On your mind.
Get set.
Get set.
Shout go.
Go.
Tempting me to continue till morning, but I have to overcome that temptation now. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Every affliction from hell that followed you here, today is the end of that affliction. We are going to take this communion tonight the way the Master experienced answered prayers every time. We shall experience from this moment. While this communion people, stewards are coming out. Everyone in the church here tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. Carry your Bibles and bags. Quickly step forward and let me receive you. Quickly, at the count of seven, you say, Pastor, I need to hand over my life to Jesus. I've heard the word. I've seen the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the testimonies, and I want to be forgiven of my sins. Take your seat, people. Go ahead with that happy day still, and I give you the count of seven. Come forward. One.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
What a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy
quickly, God bless you too. Jesus, of you in the front and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe that there are people here who need to still join us. You are battling with an addiction that must be broken, a negative lifestyle that must be broken. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and join us. Tobacco smoking, alcohol, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, lying, stealing, duping. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I've decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and a new day is for you. In Jesus' name.